Okay, Big Ed here. We are with a very well-known magician here today. His name is Tim Smallwood. He's going to tell us a little bit about himself. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
How'd you get started in magic?
Yeah, well, it all started out back in elementary school. I had a teacher that was a magician, and I kind of got the bug, and I just started starting young, and then when I got into high school, got out of it a little bit when girls and sports kicked in, and then later on I got back into it and been doing it ever since.
Okay, what kind of magic do you do? I mean, make people disappear or
yeah, I can
Statue
do that.
Of Liberty or
close to it. I'm mostly a comedy magician now.
Okay,
When I was performing with some other magicians and they were really serious, took them years and years to learn their craft, and I came in and I did straight magic, comedy magic. And I was getting a lot better response than they were, so that was about 15 years ago, and I decided to go 100% comedy from then on.
Yeah, maybe a little sample you can give us today, or?
Well, it's kind of hard to show you a trick on the radio.
Well, we got crayons, we can draw it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Where do you live full-time right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm living in Las Vegas full-time, so that's a good thing when I'm out of the country and stuff, and I say, hey, I'm a performer from Las Vegas. That's a big thing these days.
The only place it gets hotter than here, but you're the dry heat,
yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
We got all the humidity over here.
Yeah.
How about maybe a story? You've got a book, so maybe a story from your book. How's that?
Yeah, I wrote a book all about performances, all the funny things that have happened to me on stage, and the whole book is about that, and like one story was I had somebody come up to me one time, and I do a routine where I read people's minds. So a lady comes to me and she goes, so at what age did you realize you could really read our minds? But trust me, I'm not really reading your mind. It's a trick. And then I do another routine where I do a spinning wheel and I put it, everybody looks at it, and then I tell them to, on the count of three, I snap my fingers and have them look at my head, and my head, like, it looks like it grows, you know, really big. I was performing at a strip club one time, and right in the middle of the show, I asked one of the strippers to join me on stage. So I said, okay, on the count of three, I 1, 2, 3, snap my fingers, now look at her boobs, and that got the biggest laugh of the night.
where what are some of the places you perform at?
I like doing comedy clubs the most, but I still do big theaters, all the, you know, across the country and other places in the world, and but still comedy is my favorite.
Since you do comedy and stuff, this day and age, you have to be careful what you say, or?
Yes, and I'm not really that dirty at all.
Okay.
And
well, I'm just talking about you got to be correct on some things,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. You never talk about, what I learned very early on is you never talk about politics or religion.
At the dinner table, too.
Yes.
You know, at Thanksgiving, same thing there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Looks like you also you can impersonate some of our ex-presidents.
Yeah. So, looking by that, who do you think?
Let me see.
You get the same one.
Let's see. I'm looking at that. Is that a Bush, maybe?
No.
Clinton? No, McClinton. Okay.
Yeah, a whole Bill Clinton. When Bill Clinton was in office, I was busy all the time.
And I never had sex with that woman, I'll tell you that.
Well, you should have.
I don't care what that dress looked like.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So how about some funny stories that might happen to you on stage? That's going to be good.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, the whole book is full of funny stories like that. Like one, for instance, I was on stage, and about halfway through the show, I just really had to go to the bathroom, and I just could not, I mean, I was like trying to rush. Finally, I told the audience, I says, can you keep hearing that pounding on the back door behind the curtain? And finally I said, hang on a second, let me go back. And actually, I ran back and used the bathroom during the show. And then I came back through, and I just told the audience, I said, those damn Girl Scouts trying to sell cookies during my show. It's the only thing I could think of at the last moment. So,
hey, sometimes you got to, you know, do what you can.
Yep.
Says here you performed in the Philippines.
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, well, my wife's Filipino.
Okay.
And so we go to the Philippines a lot, and just being from America, from Las Vegas, a comedy magician, it's kind of like, you know, they treat me like I'm a big name over there all the time. So I love going over there. So I get some big crowds, and you know, some of the shows we do after the shows, it's like they come out to like our van, like when the Beatles or something, like want to run, get pictures and everything. It's kind of cool for me. I'm more of an Eagle thing, I guess.
It's a beautiful country out there, too. I mean, it's beautiful islands.
Yeah, I've been there quite a few times.
It says in your book there you were in a Goo Goo Dolls video. Explain that one.
Yeah. I got a call one time for Goo Goo Dolls video. It's called Sympathy. And they're looking for a magician. And but what's funny, as much as they filmed on the show, if you watch it, you almost have to, it's like 1 second of me. Twice in the video, I'm in there for like 1 second each.
Well, that's what the slow-mo button's for. You slow it down.
As soon as I pause it to show people I was really in the video.
I've been in a number of videos, but it always ends up on the cutting room floor. I just use that. I've been in plenty. Says you do some big illusions too.
Yeah, I started out doing a lot of the big illusions, but I tour so much and it's so hard to bring them, so I only do them maybe twice a year. But I have a handful of my illusions. I've got a thing on YouTube, Tim Smallwood Magic. It's all one word, and then it's like space and then one, space two, space three. It's like 15 videos on there, just of a lot of the bigger stuff I do and some of the comedy and the Bill Clinton stuff on there.
Right. Okay, so what kind of shows do you like doing the best?
I still love doing the comedy clubs. I just like to make people laugh. I just kind of, I've had people come to my shows and it looks, and they tell me that it looks like I'm having as much fun up on stage as they are in the audience, because I still enjoy performing all the time.
You ever get hecklers?
Yes.
Is that somebody you have to train for to get rid of them, or you just wing it?
Yeah, well, what's funny is this happened twice. I had a couple hecklers and they started, you know, just yelling at me, throwing stuff, and I would throw jokes back at them. You know, and I'm just cutting them down really bad all the time. And I've had friends of mine go, "When did you add that into the show?" And I said, "I never add that to the show. It was a real heckler." And he goes, "But you had lines so fast and so good coming right back at them." I go, "Yeah, but they've been lines I've been using for 10 years, but the audience didn't know. To them, they're all brand new." So.
Sometimes spontaneity is the best thing in the world. You know?
It is.
It creates a whole new show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the book here, and how can people get that? You've got some YouTubes out there you were talking about.
Yeah.
All the information.
Yeah. The books, I pretty much, I just print them up. I ran to a guy one time, and he goes, "You have so many stories that you need to put them in print." So I went home and wrote the book in like 2 weeks, just from my memory. Had them printed, and I pretty much just sell them after the shows.
After the show, okay.
And I put, you know, like a picture with every story, and it's got stories about, you know, the Bill Clinton shows, the Comedy Magic shows. The last two pages are just Bill Clinton jokes that I've used over the years. And so hopefully soon, next time I come down.
Spell out your YouTube channel. You have a channel, right? YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's just regular, it's just YouTube, and it's just Tim Smallwood Magic, all one word.
Okay, all one word. And you can just search that, and I'm sure it'll come up.
Yeah, and then it's just got space one, space two, up until space 15. It's got a lot of clips there.
Are you going to be doing anything locally here, or are you just kind of breezing through?
I did a show a couple nights ago, a private function, and now we're getting ready to head back to Vegas in about 3 hours.
Okay.
But hopefully, when I come back, I'm going to book some stuff. I got a few people here that are working on some stuff for me right now.
Yeah, we got a couple of nice little comedy places up the road there in Palm Harbor, I think. There's a nice little one up there. They have some local talent and stuff like that.
Okay.
But, next time, check it out.
Yeah.
Once again, it's Tim Smallwood Magic. It's Tim Smallwood Magic, all one word. Check that out on YouTube, and maybe let him know you want one of his books, and maybe when he's in town, you can stop and see him at a local venue. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. Tim Smallwood Magic, one more time.